Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Now, it was announced on Wednesday that people who chant Nazi slogans could be imprisoned in New South Wales as part of a bid to punish and unmask far-right extremists. New legislation will be introduced by the state government this week after 60 black-clad neo-Nazis yelled Hitler Youth chants outside Parliament on 8th of November. Though Nazi symbols are already banned in many jurisdictions, the bill will expand the ban to behaviour that shows support of Nazi ideology through imagery or other characteristics. Anyone who repeats Nazi chants will face up to a year in prison or a maximum fine of $11,000, a punishment that could be doubled for those who do so near a synagogue, Jewish school, or the Sydney Jewish Museum. The new law comes amidst the news that the Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has defended his decision to deport a South African neo-Nazi after an online fundraiser supporting the deportee received thousands in donations in a matter of hours. Matthew Grutter is accused of participating in the November 8th rallies. Grutter, who is a civil engineer and senior member of the National Socialist Network, had his visa cancelled on Monday before being taken into immigration detention on Tuesday. The Guardian reported that the controversial group then launched an online fundraiser for him, gathering nearly $20,000 in donations. Minister Burke told reporters, "We are a decent, welcoming country, and that sort of hatred that was involved in the protest has nothing to do with Australia." SBS Hebrew heard from members of the Jewish community who had this to say to the latest developments.
When we talk about Nazi symbols and slogans, we're not talking about neutral imagery. We are talking about the rhetoric and symbology of a regime that murdered 6 million Jewish people and millions of others during the Holocaust. And that history is not distant. It is a history that is carried every day by survivors, by their families, and communities across Australia. So we must remember that these symbols are not just offensive. They are dangerous. They normalise hatred. They give power to extremist ideologies. And history shows us all too clearly where that can lead. It can lead to oppression, to violence and to human suffering beyond comprehension. So this legislation is not just a legal measure, it's an ethical stand. It's a stand that says that safety, dignity and humanity of all of our communities matter. Also, as we're losing Holocaust survivors, it's more urgent than ever to remember that their lessons and wisdom have to live on. We know from their experiences what can happen when democracy fails, when hatred is allowed to flourish, and when society turns a blind eye. Their voices carry these stories, these warnings, and the moral clarity that can guide us to create a more just and compassionate society. Learning about the past must change how we act in the present. This is about the Australia that we want to live in, and the one that we want to build for future generations. The Melbourne Holocaust Museum is working towards educating as many people as possible so that we are creating an Australia where respect, inclusion and democratic values are not optional. It's an Australia where hatred is confronted, not tolerated. An Australia where our children can grow up free from fear in a society that actively rejects extremism in all its forms. We must do more than remember. We have to act, challenge prejudice and stand up for a fair and just society.
That was Dr. Brianne Fallon, Chief Executive Officer at the Melbourne Holocaust Museum. Next up is Dave Slukey from Monash University, and this is what he had to say.
I'm David Slukey, the Director of the Australian Centre for Jewish Civilisation at Monash University. And in response to the new changes in the laws in New South Wales around the display of Nazi symbols and Nazi salutes, I welcome any attempt to, you know, bring these things out of the public sphere, and I think it's welcome to not see more Nazi salutes and swastikas in public. I would also caution against thinking that it is the silver bullet that it will be the thing that will eradicate Nazis or Nazism. You know, these folks find a way around laws. They find alternative symbols, alternative ways to exercise their sort of ideology. So we need to also be cautious that part of the effect of this is also that it drives it underground, and we need a more holistic whole of society approach that might incorporate things like education, you know, working within communities to prevent young men who might be attracted to these kind of ideas.
And finally, a word from Linda Ben-Menashe from the National Council of Jewish Women of Australia. She writes, "We welcome the tightening of these laws and look forward to them being applied equally to people who express the same sentiments but who are not necessarily wearing Nazi insignia. It is very easy to censure Nazis, but equally important to recognise and address the ideology when expressed by those at the other end of the political spectrum." עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.